Informed opinions are always presented here. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, it's time now for Who Said It. Every Friday at 2 p.m., we play Who Said It. Killer Bees are the Who Said It champions. Cody Stoots tried and tried miserably. Last two efforts were awful. So now we got another Cody on the line.
Or is it the same Cody?
We don't know yet. We haven't heard his voice. Hopefully it's a different Cody, because Cody Stoots should not be weaseling his way in. Cody, are you Cody Stoots?
No Cody Stoots.
Good. That's better for you, and it's better for everybody else. What makes you think that you're going to take the title, the crown, away from the Killer Bees and Who Said It today?
I just got it. I got it back. Easy.
All right.
Easy?
Well, I hope your game's better than your trash-talking game, because that's not very good right now by Cody. But championship advantage, of course, if you don't know the rules, five rounds. Brendan will read us five quotes from ESPN 97.5 personalities from this week. We have to guess. No duplicate answers. Championship advantage. Killer Bees get to go first. Brendan, what is number one?
Number one, back in like the 1800s, you showing any skin, you may as well be calling yourself a slut.
Say it one more time.
Back in like the 1800s, you showing any skin, you may as well be calling yourself a slut.
Okay. I have two coming to mind.
All right, let's see if either one of them was the one I was thinking of. Neither one was who I was thinking of.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Huh. I hope he's not doing that. Let's go whatever one you want to go
No.
With. I have no idea.
You don't feel strongly about either one of yours?
Nope. Sure don't.
One more time.
Back in like the 1800s, you showing any skin, you may as well be calling yourself a slut.
Go with what you think.
No, you can pick it. Okay, you want me to pick it?
Sure.
Okay. Paul Gallant.
All right, Paul. All right, Cody, now you guess. Who do you think said this quote, number one, Brendan?
It was Paulie.
Well, you can't say Paul. We already said Paul.
Yeah, you can't copy us, Cody.
You have to pick somebody else. No duplicate answers.
It was Paul. Okay, Vanessa.
All right, he went with Vanessa.
It was Paul.
All right, here's Brendan playing the sound.
Because back in the day, back in like the 1800s, like, you know, you showing any skin, I mean, you may as well be like calling yourself, like, they're screaming, like, I'm a slut.
Well, Cody knew it. That's a good sign, Cody, for your overall prowess in this game. But it's fortunate we're the champions and had the championship advantage.
You
Killer
get to
Bees
pick first this time.
Lead 1-0. Yep. Question number two. Cody, you'll lead us off. Here's Brendan's question.
Number two. This is in reference to the Quidditch team. The best team in the entire world. Hogwarts couldn't mess with UT.
You're up, Cody.
Can you repeat that, please?
Again, in reference to the Quidditch team, the best in the entire world, Hogwarts couldn't mess with UT.
Cody is silent.
I'm going to go with Cody Stoots.
All right, Cody went with his name brethren, Cody Stoots. I think it's coming from that show. I would think BK because he went to Texas, or it could be somebody giving him grief because he goes to Texas.
I think that there were two Texas connections that I thought of immediately, and that was Lance's wife, but first and foremost, it was BK.
So you feeling BK here?
I am feeling BK.
All right, Killer Bees will go with Brad Kellner.
The best in the entire world. Hogwarts couldn't mess with you, Dave.
2-0, Killer Bees. Cody, it's not your best showing. It's not the best way to start. A listener who said it, being down 2-0 right out of the gate.
Gotta think it through, brother. Gotta think it through.
You still have time. You can sweep the final three rounds and come from behind to defeat the Killer Bees. What is number three?
Number three, if your last name is Beaver, you've got to collect Beaver, right?
Man. Has Brendan ever
went... Is it Cody's first pick?
No, it's ours.
It's our pick?
Yeah, has Brendan ever went back-to-back same person?
I definitely have.
Could be a morning show thing. You have a good feel on this one?
Not really.
I don't have a good feel.
One more time, please, Brent.
If your last name is Beaver, you gotta collect Beaver, right?
I think you're right. I think it's a morning show for sure.
Lance wasn't really here this week, though, huh?
So let's go with the other one.
Okay. We'll go with Granato. We'll go with Granato. Cody, you're up.
Cody. All right, I'm going to go. Let's see.
If your last name is Beaver, you've got to collect Beaver, right?
Got to give Cody a timeline.
I'm going to go Vanessa.
All right, Cody. You got it in just before the horn.
If your last name's Beavers, okay. You got to collect Beaver.
That's
right?
Not a bad thing for us, though. We're still up to no work, so it's complicated with the last name Beavers.
Like, you got to have, like, little Beaver statues everywhere.
Huh. I'm not sure I'd be talking crap about the PR lady, or the HR lady, but that signs your checks, but that's all right. All right, question number four. Cody, you have the rights to go first here. So you're up, Cody. What's number four, Brendan?
Number four, alcohol can change how you were raised. It can change a lot about you.
Repeat that one more time.
Alcohol can change how you were raised. It can change a lot about you.
Cody, do you listen to our station?
I'm going to go with... Who is on? Dell.
All right, went with Dell. That's interesting. It's an interesting one.
I'm going to go same show.
Granato?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go Granato. Killer Bees go Granato on this one.
I don't know people.
You know, alcohol can change how you were raised. It can change a lot.
Can't blame
you.
The parents for that.
It changes a lot about
you. There you go.
Who is the biggest drinker without admitting that they might have a problem?
Granato?
Yeah.
There
you go.
Blue mountains are blue. It's good. All right, so we're up 3-0. We got one more to go. Cody, we'll see if you can get off the schneid here, or if we shut out somebody yet again. Back-to-back Cody shutouts would be great. What is number five?
Number five, let's be honest. Like all award shows, it's a bunch of people smelling their own farts.
Oh, boy.
I know Paul was on a tangent all week about the ESPYs.
Okay.
But Paul doesn't really. Does Paul?
That's a Paul comment.
Farts?
Yeah.
All right, let's go, Paul. We'll go with Paul. Cody, we tweet Paul. Who do you got? Try to get off the shutout here.
I was going to go with Paul, but. Yeah, I heard Paul talking about that. Let's go with BK.
All right.
Let's be honest. Like all award shows, it's a bunch of people sitting in a room together smelling their own farts.
That was a dominating effort
that
by
was
the
just
Killer
punishment
Bees.
Right
Cody,
there.
thanks for taking one on the chin. Thank you for being the tomato can.
He didn't take it on the chin.
Yeah, a tomato can for the Killer Bees. No, but in all seriousness, thanks for playing along.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening to the Killer Bees and ESPN 97.5. You win absolutely nothing, Cody. That's another dominating performance, by the way. We're on a roll.
Can I point
that's
out?
Three in a row.
Cody seems like a Paul fan.
Yeah. He probably, Cody and Brendan are best buds, and they both have Paul Gallant posters hanging up on their wall.
It's about time that we sent the message so that maybe we motivate some other listeners to want to partake.
I'm not sure. After that bludgeoning.
You scared now?
After that bludgeoning, I'm not sure there's another listener that wants to go toe-to-toe with the Killer Bees.
Stutz will still come in here in tights.
So we beat listener Cody, 4-0, right? That was the final score, Brendan, 4-0?
Did you get four right?
I don't remember.
I believe we got four right.
It was either three or four.
I think it was four. But anyway, it was a shutout. How much did we shut out Cody last week?
I think so.
Yeah, we shut out Cody last week. I think we shut him out to win the title back. I think that's three straight Killer Bee shutouts. Like, we might not have the greatest offense in the world, but defenses win championships. And the defense of the Killer Bees the last 3 weeks has taken us to glory three straight times.
Need I remind you, I think you're solo record is like 1-7.
What are you talking about? This is the Killer Bees championship.
How about the first question? You pick it.
This is the Freebird rules. What are you talking about? It's going to be tough to get challenges. We're running through the division. We're cleaning out the entire
division. We got Davis Mills at quarterback, but the rest of our team is so damn good right now. We're just blowing people away.
Who's our quarterback?
Davis Mills.
But who is the proverbial Davis Mills?
The B.
Oh, okay. Ryan says I will go toe-to-toe with you next week. We'll see
about
that.
Well, Not Santa wants some, too, off of Twitter. So bring it.
Yeah, Ryan says he wants a piece of us. Dell or Dallas Longhorn saying that he wants a piece of us. I'm not sure that anybody wants a piece of the Killer Bees after three straight weeks of dominance where our opponents have literally combined for zero correct answers. And you know what that is? You know why it's zero? It's not because they're not capable. They're capable. The reason that they can't score against the Killer Bees is because they're intimidated of the Killer Bees.
Absolutely.
They're intimidated.
We just walk in and you look across the diamond and you go, oh, snap, here they come again.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we walk into the gym, it's like, oh, here's defeat, and I know it. All right, is an Astros move imminent? These comments from James Click might seem like it is. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.